This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN Local News for Tuesday, September 2nd. Four sisters, ages 2, 4, 6, and 7, died in a structure fire early Saturday near Chavern. Their 12-year-old sister and another child survived. No adults were in the home at the time of the fire. The blaze is under investigation by state and local authorities. Fire Marshal Shannon Blackman said that additional information should be released today. A GoFundMe has been established for the family. We have a link to that in this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com. A Tabor City man is behind bars under a $1 million bond after he allegedly tried to kill his mother and a small child by burning their home Monday. James Rico Gore had been kicked out of the home by his mother, according to reports. He then allegedly set fire to a bed and threatened to fight law enforcement officers who responded to the scene. Gore was charged with first-degree arson, attempted murder, and resisting an officer. Vaping is on the agenda in tonight's Chavern Town Council meeting, and it might soon be more heavily regulated in the town. The council tonight will hear a presentation from Health Department Director Daniel Buck and from Ernest Watts. They'll address the board on a possible vaping ordinance. The meeting is set for 7 p.m. at Town Hall. Monday's Take the Lake Challenge drew one of the youngest swimmers ever to complete the race. George Edwards III of Wilmington completed the four-mile swim along with a dozen other contestants. The swim was founded by Lee Greer for local Boy Scouts, and it was absorbed into the Take the Lake Physical Challenge in 2008. South Carolina's new hands-free law went into effect on Monday. For drivers, cellular devices may only be used if they are securely mounted. A person operating a vehicle may not handle, swipe, dial, or otherwise deal with the telephone while driving. Bluetooth and voice-activated devices may be used. Drivers will receive warning citations for the first 6 months, then fines and tickets. The weather's been beautiful around here the past few days, and it'll probably stay that way for the next little bit, but August was one wet month in Columbus County. Meteorologist Christopher Cawley, stationed in Wyville, recorded 9.76 inches of rain for the month. The usual rainfall for August is 5.91 inches. It was one of the wettest months of August on record without a tropical system. Speaking of weather and tropical systems, well, we're enjoying these lovely days and nights right now. The tropical season is by no means over. The peak isn't until September 12th. The National Weather Service says a tropical wave is over the far eastern Atlantic, has about a 50% chance of formation over the next week. There's no way to tell what it will become, where it will go, or anything else. So don't believe anyone who says that they're forecasting a Category 5 storm to hit North Carolina next week. Ain't gonna happen, y'all. Just remember to stick with responsible sources for storm forecast, not the social media spaghetti slingers with scary graphics. The health department is going to host a food drive Thursday starting at 10:30 a.m. You can meet the staff and pick up some free groceries at the health department. That's located at 304 Jefferson Street in Wyville. September 13th starts a new season of flock swaps at Greganis Farm Store in Wyville. There's no cost to participate. Bring your spare birds, small livestock, farm supplies, and equipment to buy, sell, and trade. The swap will be from 9 until 1 at the farm store on Madison Street. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.